What about nab-paclitaxel? We've seen increasing use of that in breast cancer. Where are we with lung cancer?
We have not used those, although there has been some phase two data suggesting promising activity. I have not used it, but I think it was RISV from Memorial that published a phase two, and I have seen some data suggestive that we may be dealing similar situation in breast. There is a number of things coming up, mainly a variety of new anti-angiogenesis agents. They are all being tested frontline with carboplatin, sorafenib, sunitinib, etc., etc. But they are the new targets. So the IGF-1, the insulin growth factor-like receptor, is another of the signaling pathways. And now we have the agents, and it's being investigated with, so far, very preliminary, but I would say encouraging results. The good thing of this is that it really blocks something that before these agents we couldn't block. So whether it's going to be the same story as EGFRs, we don't know. But now there's a lot of data indicating that when cells become resistant to an EGFR pathway, they may use as an alternative switch the IGF-1 pathway, because the cells are very plastic. Now they have this plasticity to, if you shut down this switch of the lights, they turn another one. So the IGF-1 may be. So that is one to watch, and the studies are really progressing. And obviously the c-MET inhibitors and several of these signaling pathways, I think this is the exciting part. Other agents, well, obviously there's a lot of new agents, but in terms of efficacy that our c-MET inhibitors have produced some responses too early.